Mark and Lauren, you jump in anytime you want here. Before we bring in Judy at the halfway point, tell me a little bit about your work and research that led you to write the book Thunderbirds.
Well, you know, there have been so many legends about giant birds across the country, and so much material has surfaced, especially in 1977, which is really a landmark point in the 20th century, really, because this enormous bird attacked a child in Illinois, and this is part of a pattern of attacks upon children that have been going on for the past 200 years.
Now, tell me about this specific Illinois case, then.
Okay. Well, one of the most interesting things that people should realize is that this is not unique, in that in 1886, a young boy, 7-year-old boy, was attacked by a giant bird in Mulberry Grove, Illinois, in the month of July. And so here we are in the July of 1977. These three boys are playing in a yard in Lawndale, Illinois. Two giant birds come overhead and circle around, and they both swoop down over these boys, and they run away, of course, and one of them is picked up by the straps of his sleeveless shirt, and he's picked up off the ground and carried from the backyard to the front yard of this home, and he starts screaming and hitting at the bird with his fists. His parents are nearby.
Oh,
they happen to be in a trailer in the front yard, along with another couple, and all four of these adults come running on the scene just in time to see this bird drop the boy in the front yard, and they watch the birds fly off to some trees along Kickapoo Creek nearby. And
how far was the drop for the little kid, by the way?
Well, he was a few feet off the ground.
Okay.
He was not physically harmed. He was not even scratched because the bird picked him up by the shirt.
But nightmares, Mark.
Oh, psychologically, this was devastating. You know, he was, as his mother said, he couldn't sleep. He was fighting that bird all night in his dreams.
And his hair actually turned gray for a while.
The little kid's hair?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. And then there was
worse to follow, though. His mother thought about for a couple hours whether she should report this kind of thing, and then she got concerned that, you know, kids were playing along those in that area where
sure.
the birds were seen. So she called the police. They came out, made a search of the area, didn't see anything themselves.
Did they believe the story?
Well, you know, I'm sure everybody's reaction was individual in that case. You know, some people would have seen how concerned they were and believed them, and other people, if they don't see something themselves, they're going to doubt that there was anything there at all. But the adults were saying that they saw this thing, and these were huge, two huge birds, not like anything that anyone could identify otherwise. And they searched the area, found nothing. But the birds were again seen later, but not immediately. That's days later. They were turning up in the area, and they were even filmed several days later in another location further to the south. But the family was subjected to all these prank calls and just an enormous onslaught of people accusing them of being drunk and calling them constantly on the phone and with prank calls. And
the kid started having people beat him up at school, and he'd come home from school and would find dead owls and dead birds on their front porch.
Kids are mean, aren't they?
Well, like adults can be mean, too.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
No doubt about that.
But it's really a case of what can happen to people who have... because, you know, they are simply victims of chance, you know, that they were the ones who were there when these birds come along, just as had happened the previous century, you know, when Washburn Wright was a 7-year-old boy, was picked up by a bird. Unfortunately, he had a jacket on, so his jacket tore and he got free, this Washburn Wright boy in 1886 was not harmed, but again, he... was picked up off the ground by a large bird, which people just assumed to be an eagle at the time. They said it was a monster eagle, and that's been typical of the history of these birds, is that people have accused the eagles of doing this And even bird lovers have gotten upset about all that kind of talk and said people are slandering eagles and so on and so on.
Eagles are big, and they've got a big wingspan, but not like this.
Not like this, no. This is twice the size of any recognized bird. And the largest bird is recognized to be the Andean condor,
which right.
is about 11-foot wingspan. And these things are typically up around 18 to 20 feet, sometimes even larger.
I had heard of a report a couple of years ago of a guy in a Cessna in Alaska, and one flew right next to him.
Right.
I mean, right alongside his plane. It was as big as a Cessna.
2002, yeah. They had multiple witnesses there. It wasn't just the pilot, but he had passengers on the plane. So they all had seen it. And it had been reported previously in the area, too.
And it was keeping up with the plane.
Oh, yes. Yeah, these are powerful birds.
And people on the ground were watching it, too.
Yeah. Have there been reports of the kids being literally taken away, not just dropped like this Illinois case?
Yes, in the 1800s, there are a couple of cases that are well known where people were. There was a case in West Virginia in 1895. Young Landy Junkins, who had disappeared. It was in the wintertime in February, so they could see the tracks in the snow where. She was on her way to visit a family in the area, and they could see where her tracks in the snow got to the point where she was turning around and around, and then they simply vanished. And people were reporting these giant birds in that vicinity at that time, cresting on a craggy peak near, that nobody could get to. And then livestock was disappearing, and a man was also attacked. He was out with his dog, saved his life because it distracted the bird long enough that the guy was just mauled by this bird. So it was very clear that this child that disappeared was taken off by these huge birds.
Where do you think they took the kid, Mark?
Well, the unfortunate reality is that the child was undoubtedly killed by these creatures.
I mean, do you think they were nesting and they took the child to a nest and...
That would be what you'd expect. The horrible thing, if in 1977, suppose he had actually been successfully carried away by these birds. It would have been a disastrous story.
I mean, do you think they had smaller birds in the nests, and that's what they were bringing these kids for?
Well, there we can go back to, again, historically, in the 1800s, an American Indian was carried off to just such a nest, and there were two small birds in the nest. He fortunately was an eagle trapper in his background. He was familiar with birds because he would catch them. You know, they would hide themselves, conceal themselves in the ground, and then capture with some bait. They would lure eagles down. They would grab them so they could get their feathers. And so with that background, he wasn't so intimidated by having been lifted into the ground, carried off to this thunderbird nest. So he wasn't killed immediately. So that this Indian was able to escape from this nest. And yes, there were two small birds there. They were intending to feed him to the birds.
Describe what these birds look like, Mark.
Well, people compare them to condors when they try to make comparisons. They don't look exactly like them, but that's the closest known bird to their appearance. But these, generally the color of what people are seeing these days is birds that are all black, except for some white edges, ring around the neck perhaps, and some feathers with white tips. But the head is one of the distinctive characteristics. It has a very long neck and a large head with a hooked beak.